All right, sweetie, let's get homework time over with. I know that you're in sixth grade now, but I will never stop doing this nightly routine with you. It just warms my mommy heart to have this time together. I mean, we've done it ever since you've been in kindergarten. Every night spending time here at the dining room table, you know, doing your homework and spending time with mommy, because we're just a happy little family, me and you. We don't need anyone else, do we? All right, so what's the homework for tonight? Oh, you have a new class you started. Interesting. Okay, that's fun. Yeah, I guess that makes sense when you're a big boy and in sixth grade, you have all those different classes. Okay, so let's see. What's your assignment tonight? Okay, so you have a kind of, so this class has a lot of hands-on homework assignments. All right, so here, let me just see. Let me see what it says. Okay, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, okay, so boys in the home no longer have any chores around the house in order to teach you what freedom is really like. Huh. Okay, I mean, who am I to question your education, sweetie? So, so I guess tonight's homework is basically freeing you of all your chores. So, honey, that means no longer taking out the trash, no doing the dishes, you don't have to clean your room because, I mean, like your homework assignment says, you need to know what freedom is like. And, you know, now that I think about it, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, mommy, I probably will be, even after you're an adult and moved away, I'll probably always be single because I like it that way. I do. And it's hard to find men nowadays that allow me to, you know, give them the life that they deserve. I truly think that I have some old-fashioned beliefs that the woman should be doing the cooking and the cleaning and all of that. And I just always had you do chores because, I mean, it's only me and you. But, I mean, you're a big boy now. You're 12 years old. You're my little man, aren't you? Yes, you are the man of the house. And so, yes, so we will stick to this homework assignment forever. Because, I mean, why wouldn't I help my sweet baby boy? Yes. So that was easy. Homework done. No chores for you. That'll give you more time to do the things that you enjoy, my sweet James. Like playing your video games, watching YouTube, whatever you want. Mommy's got it. And while you're at school, I'll just work on your room. So you don't have to worry about that. You'll come home from school, your bed will be made, all your laundry will be taken care of by mommy because you are the man of the house now. Okay, well, great homework session. You can go to your room and I guess I'll be right in there and I'll come clean your room for you, okay? Okay, it's time for homework again, sweetie. What is our homework assignment for tonight? Okay, you already did your math. Excellent. Okay, you have another assignment from that new class. Let's see what it is. You want me? Okay, yeah, I'll read it. Okay, so let's see here. Your teacher wants you to learn more about the female body. Okay, excellent. A little sex education. Okay. All right, so in order to do that all moms should wear more revealing clothes so that boys can know the female body. Okay, sure. I mean, makes sense to me. James, will you sit here for a second and mommy will come back? I need to definitely put on something more revealing. I'm just wearing, you know, my usual, my t-shirt and comfy pants. So I'll be right back. Okay, so, oh, this is different, but I figured I'd wear this little baby doll. It's a little see-through, but I mean, like the paper said, it's, you're a growing boy, so you should know about the female body. And, you know, so you can see mommy's breast there. This is different, but like I said, James, we'll just, you know, we'll get used to this because, I mean, your assignment said that this should be the way it is all the time. So I don't know if you know, but, you know, boys have something external between their legs and a female's part is more internal. So you can kind of see that through mommy's panties. You know, there's nothing there where when you wear underwear, you know, you have something hanging out a little bit. So there we go. You see the female body. Let me do a twirl for you. You know, I'm sitting here thinking you must be the one writing these assignments to get what you want. I'm just joking. I know you would never do anything like that. You're my sweet boy. So I'm going to go ahead and work on dinner here and I guess get used to my new attire, you know, giving you full-on view of the female body within the home so that you're more educated. So, I mean, I guess feel free to sit there while mommy cooks and gets dinner prepared. Oh my goodness gracious. I mean, anything to help my boy. I mean, I want you to be, you know, the man that you're meant to be. And this is what I need to do. I need to wear more revealing clothing around the home. So I'm going to do this every single day, sweetie. Every single day, I'm going to wear something revealing. Like, you know, mommy has a lot of lingerie, but maybe I'll buy some more since I have to wear this every day. And just for you, my sweet James. All right, you know what time it is. Homework time. And I hope you like my outfit today that I chose. Yep, I chose to wear this see-through kind of crop top and a very, very short skirt. Mommy's never worn this because it's so revealing. And I didn't wear panties because I figured, let me dedicate myself to your assignment. So, honey, you can see everything, especially if I'm going to sit down or bend over, you're going to see all of mommy's lower body. And that's, you know, I want you to have good grades. And that's why I'm doing it. So, all right. So what is our homework assignment for today? All right. Let's see here. Boys should learn at home that they have freedom. Yep. We already did freedom. Okay. Let's see what else here. And boys should be learning that they should be able to touch what they want. So all sons should grope their mother anytime they want. Oh, well, interesting. Okay. Who am I to question our wonderful education system? So, you know, son, I mean, you can't really do that in public. You can't touch girls, you know, whenever you want. So it makes sense to me if you want to grope mommy at any time. You do that, okay? I mean, you can, let's do some practice so you get comfortable with it. Here, come here, stand up with me. Okay, and I wore the perfect outfit, really, for this. All right, go ahead, son. You can grope mommy's tits. I see you staring at them. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Touch them however you want to. And I know that mommy's tits are pretty big, okay? And I know that you probably wanted to do this for a very long time. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's a good boy. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yes, you can play with them. And so just like your homework assignment says, you have the freedom to do this whenever you want to. Like while I'm cleaning your room, while I'm cooking, just come up and play with mommy's tits whenever you want. They're your fun bags. Yes, my baby boy's fun bags. Yes, and let's try something else. Is there anywhere else you want to grope mommy? Mm-hmm. You want to grope mommy's pussy? Go ahead. Go ahead. It's right there. I'm not wearing any panties. I mean, like I said, perfect outfit to wear. Go ahead. Grope it. Touch it. Oh, that was a nice squeeze. I like that. Oh, look at you getting confidence. Yes, son. Get aggressive, get however you want, get excited to grope my body. Yes, you grab mommy's ass. Oh my gosh, look at you. You're like a natural, sweetie. Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you grope mommy's ass. Oh. You touch mommy's hole back there. You naughty boy. Okay, so sweetie, I'm going to go ahead and start cooking and you just keep groping away, okay? Okay, I'm going to be chopping up these carrots. Mm-hmm. Oh, son, you just want to spend time with that ass, don't you? Go ahead. I mean, I can cut up the carrots. I can prepare dinner while you're touching and groping mommy's ass. Oh, I like that. I like that. You know, all of this makes sense. You, son, in our home, in your safe place, should touch whatever you want because you're a growing boy. I mean, before long, you're going to be an adult. And I mean, it does make sense that it starts with mommy. Mm-hmm. Yes. You like mommy's pussy, don't you? Good, good. I'm glad you're getting value out of this homework assignment, sweetie. Mm-hmm. And now that you don't have any chores, I mean, you can just do this as much as you want. It's not like you're wasting time. All right, homework time again. Do you like my outfit for the day? I decided to go like really just like revealing, honey. I just wore bra and panties and of course a thong because I figured, you know, we have to take your homework seriously. You know, mommy is very serious about you doing well in school and I want you to learn about the female body. So there is like nothing left to the imagination right now. Okay, so let me see tonight's homework. All right. Oh, physical education. I didn't know you had PE class. Okay, so it says here that, all right, I should demonstrate jumping jacks, running in place, high knees, and yoga. And let's see here. Okay. I can definitely do that. I can model that for you. And it should be just a modeling. The student will perform theirs tomorrow at school. Great. Okay. So this is another great hands-on lesson. I can so do this. Okay. Let me tie my hair up in a ponytail real quick. All right. There we go. So it's been a little bit since mommy's done these exercises, but I can definitely show you how to do them. So we'll start with jumping jacks. It's a great way for you to warm up your body. All right, so here we go. You just get to sit there and watch. I love that. I really do. You know, this kind of ties to you not having any chores. I mean, your mother is your amusement. So please enjoy the show because I'm just going to warn you, mommy's tits may just like fly out of this bra because they're so big. And if I do jumping jacks, they're definitely going to fly out. So here we go. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh my gosh. Oh, did you like that? Oh, yes. Mommy's jumping jacks for your amusement. And they'll just keep mommy's tits just flying out everywhere. There's no need to tuck them back in right now. Okay, so let me run in place. Okay, and I'll just do it for, I don't know, a good 10 seconds, okay? All right, here we go. There we go. Yes. And let me show you. Let me turn around and show you how I like when I run in place. I like to kick my legs up like this. There we go. Whew. I hope you're enjoying this. All right. And let's see. It said I had to teach you a yoga pose. Scent. I have the most perfect yoga pose because I love doing yoga. Okay. So you're going to get on your hands and knees like this, okay? Shoulder width apart, your arms. And it's called cat dog. So when it's a cat, you see my back is going to kind of hump over like that. And then dog, you arch your back, push your butt out like this. Yep, just like that. Okay. Oh, you want me to turn around and do that for you? Okay, let me situate myself. There we go. Son, I know exactly why you asked me to do this, you naughty boy. Okay, you can see it from behind, okay? So, going to roll my back over like that and then do the dog push out like that. You want me to stay like this? Okay, son, whatever you want. Just like that. Oh, well, yeah, you know, that's your assignment is to grope whatever you want. Go ahead, grope mommy. I'll stay right here in the dog position. Oh, it's nice. It gives me a good back stretch. You really like mommy's butt, don't you? That tickles. Okay. Oh, you want me to do the running in place again? Okay. All right, I'll run in place for you, son. Anything for your amusement. Here we go. Oh, I see why you want me to run in place. You want to feel my boobs jiggling while I run in place? They're your fun bags. Yes, you get to grope them whenever you want, son. There we go. Oh, just go ahead. Put your face in them. There you go. Okay, wow. That was a lot of fun. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and start dinner, son. Are you good with the exercises? Okay, of course, I'll show them to you later. Anything for you, baby, okay? You are the little man in the house, okay? Oh, sure. Yeah, let me just go ahead and move this bra. It's not even covering my tits. I'll just wear these thongs. I mean, that's fine. Oh, you want... Sure. I'll take off the thongs too. I'll spend the rest of the night completely nude for you, my son. There we go. Oh, you want to hold them? Here you go. Yeah, you can hold them. Sure. I'll put them in the laundry whenever you're done with them. Okay, so mommy's going to prepare dinner and we'll eat together and then we'll do more exercises later. Hi, it's homework time. Yes, I've noticed it's just a bit easier to get you to sit down for homework lately. I love it, my smart boy. I hope you don't mind. I just went ahead and decided to go completely nude. And I want to make sure with you, okay, son, because this is for you. Do you want mommy to wear clothes or do you want me to just stay completely nude for that homework assignment we're doing? Okay, you'll let me know. Perfect. So today, do you want me to stay nude or do you want me to go put on a cute little revealing outfit? Stay nude. Great. Okay, so what's for homework tonight? Let's see. Okay. Oh, you're excited for this homework? Okay, great. All right, homework assignment here. Should be watching hours and hours of porn every night, even on the weekends, while moms at home can encourage and praise their student for staying on task and getting porn addicted. Okay? Okay, sure. I mean, obviously, you must be learning about sex education, so why not? So, yeah, let me grab my laptop here. You know, mommy keeps a laptop in the kitchen. Okay, and here we go. Do you know porn sites, sweetie? Do you know any? You do? Okay, go ahead and put it in. There you go. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that I'll every day, I'll make sure that you are watching your porn, okay? Because I do want you to become porn addicted, and that's if this is what school wants you to do. Because like I said, straight A's, perfect performance in school is important, okay? So I'll definitely make sure, but if you ever want to watch porn, you do it anytime, anywhere. You can watch it in the shower. You can watch it while mommy's cooking. You can watch it during our homework time, literally whenever you want, sweetie. If you end up staying up past your bedtime, totally fine, as long as you become porn addicted, okay? Mm-hmm. And... you know, if mommy's not a dummy, okay? I know that you're probably going to get aroused and turned on, and I don't want that to become uncomfortable. So, you know, if you find yourself getting an erection and just feel free to just pop it out and, you know, milk yourself as much as you need to, because listen, I know enough to know that you can't get too backed up. I want you to be a healthy boy. So, you know, don't watch too, like, I know you're going to be watching a lot of porn. And if you don't, you know, let yourself get milked of your ejaculation, then that would be bad. And we don't want that, okay? So, I mean, you just whip it out. Yeah, whip it out right now. There you go. Yes. Don't even worry about mommy being here. And listen, I'm also not a dummy that if you want to use your mommy's body while you're watching porn, you know, to look at, that's totally fine too. Okay. So if you want mommy's tits in your face, if you just feel like it when you're watching the porn, you just tell me to come over and smother you with mommy's tits, okay? Or if you want mommy to do that dog position again, and I'll bend over right in front of you and you can milk yourself looking at porn and also looking at mommy's holes, because listen, honey, it's fine. It totally is fine as long as you're being healthy, okay? Mommy wants you to get totally addicted to porn. It's so important because your class is telling you to, and good boys follow every homework assignment, every lesson, okay? And you're doing such a good job. I don't even know if you're listening to me, but it's totally fine. As long as you're watching your porn, mommy is totally happy, okay? Oh, you want me to jiggle? You want me to jiggle my tits for you? Of course, baby. Here you go. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. You just tell me when to stop. I'll do this for hours if you want me to, sweetie. This is so important to me. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're hungry? Okay. Of course, mommy will start cooking, okay? You just stay there at the dinner table. I want to make sure that you're diving deep into the porn. So you stay right there and you jerk your, honey, you really do have an adorable penis. You just jerk that and mommy will be so pleased. And if you need anything, you just holler, okay? Homework time again. Thank you for telling me that you wanted me to wear a skirt. So I just wore the skirt, nothing else. Mommy's tits are out, so you can grope them whenever you want, look at them, stare at them, whatever you want. Okay. And sweetie, oh my gosh, you are doing so good with this porn assignment. I mean, you came straight home and turned on porn and you've been jerking off the whole time and mommy's so proud of you. Oh, my little porn lover. Okay, so you keep that porn up, okay? Mommy's going to look at the assignment, your homework assignment for tonight, okay? All right. It's in this folder, right? Okay. Okay, what do we have tonight? Okay. Mothers should encourage masturbation. I am already doing that. But mothers should also be masturbating with their son. Okay, and should always ask permission from their son. Also, the son is encouraged to degrade mommy a little bit for being such a horny slut. And any attention from their son should work to turn them on. Okay, got it. Okay, so I don't know if you read it because I know you've been watching porn so much. So basically, when you want me to masturbate, or if I want to masturbate, I always have to ask your permission, okay? So this is a great exercise. Wow, really great, because I'm giving you power, right? So anytime that I want to, or if you want me to, I always have to ask your permission. You can tell me yes or no, whatever pleases you. And for this first one, I'm going to kind of coach you through it just to make sure that you're living up to the assignment, okay? Not that I'm doubting you, but I just want to make sure that we're being perfect with this, okay? So let's go ahead and start. Okay, James, my sweet boy. Amaya, can I please masturbate for you? Yes. Thank you so, so much. Okay, so I'm going to sit here in the chair beside you. I'll just kind of prop my foot up on the dining room table like that. Okay. Now mommy's gonna masturbate. Yes, and you can masturbate with me. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, son. So, you, according to that assignment, needed to grade me when I masturbate. So, come here. We're going to practice then. Why don't you try spitting in mommy's face? Mm-hmm. Just spit right in mommy's face. Oh, God, that was so hot. Oh, thank you for spitting in my face, baby boy. Do it another time. Oh, I'll open my mouth for you. Yes. Yeah. Oh, because I'm such a horny mommy right now. You have to degrade me. Why don't you try slapping mommy's face? With your hand, you open it up and you just slap mommy's cheek. Come on. Do it. Slap mommy. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that really is so hot. Do it again, son. Do it again. Oh, thank you for slapping me. Thank you for slapping me. Any attention from me turns your mother on. Mm-hmm. Why don't you try to slap mommy's tits? Yeah, you slap mommy's tits. Do it. Slap mommy's silly little fun backs. Oh, harder than that, son. Do it harder. Mm-hmm. Do it like you're fucking mad at mommy's tits for being so horny. Oh my goodness, it's so good, son. No, the purpose of this lesson is to make sure that you fucking degrade your mother. Yeah, anytime I'm masturbating, you just do whatever feels right. It's natural inside of you, son. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you want while mommy finishes masturbating. Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, you slapped the inside of mommy's thighs. Oh my gosh, yes, son. Oh my God, that turns mommy on so much. Yeah, you like slapping mommy's face. You like slapping mommy's face, don't you? After you spit on it. Mommy's such a horny slut. Yes, yes, yes. Son, can I come? Can I come for you? Can I come for you, son? Yeah. Yes, son, my thighs while I do it. Yes. Oh. It really does turn me on. It turns me on when you use me, son. It turns me on so much. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Mommy loves you so much. Oh my gosh. Oh, yes. Mommy feels like properly punished for being so horny. Are you so hungry, baby? Yes, Mom. I will wash my hands and prepare dinner for you. And if you want me to stop and masturbate any time, you remember, at any time, I'll ask you for permission, okay? Or if I feel... I mean, sometimes, honey, when I masturbate, it's like after I put you to bed. So, I mean, I may wake you up sometimes asking for permission. Just warning you, okay? Okay, I'm going to start dinner. I love you so much. You keep watching porn, baby, okay? Hi, James. You ready for homework tonight? Awesome. Of course, my baby. I'll come sit on your lap. Wait, you want to grope mommy's tits for a while? Oh, no, you want to grope mommy's pussy, of course. Whatever he wants, baby boy. Okay, So I'm going to look up your homework for tonight. All right. You seem to not have much math homework nowadays. So funny. You must be doing well in class. Okay. Here we go. All right. So tonight's homework is for mom and son to come up with degrading names for mommy. Okay. Absolutely. Let's do this. All right. Here, I'll start. We can do it together, okay? And take turns. Call mommy a fuck pig. Oh, that's so degrading. All right, your turn. Oh, yes, that's so degrading. Dumb whore. Yes, mommy's such a dumb whore. And before we move on, I need to explain why this is important. Okay, so it says here on your assignment that it's important that you give mommy degrading names, both of us, because you are the man of the home. You are the man, James. You are number one, and I am just a dumb whore mommy, okay? Yes, we need to lift you up and push me down. All right, my turn. I'm such a filthy mommy fuck meat. Okay, your turn. Yes, good boy. Yes, mommy's such a slut, aren't I? Let's see here. Degrading name. Disgusting cum rag. You like groping mommy's pussy while we talk about these words? Yes. Oh, you're such a good boy. All right, it's your turn. Bimbo punching bag. Oh, that's so good, baby. That's so aggressive. Yes. I love pushing me down to push you up. Because mommy's just such a disgusting pig. I'm such a mommy whore, and you are a man. I think you are, just passing this homework with flying colors, baby. Yes, your dumb mommy whore thinks you are so amazing. Now remember, you use these names all the time. Like, you probably shouldn't call me just plain old mommy, okay? You should always include something degrading with it, okay? Yes, it's important that you always feel absolutely lifted up like a real fucking man, and that I feel like I'm nothing but a piece of fuck trash, okay? All right. So you watch your porn, baby, okay, while mommy cooks dinner. All right. All right, sweet boy. It is homework time. I'm so glad you let me wear this bodysuit. It's all fishnet. You must be feeling kind of extra horny today to see mommy in such a slutty outfit. Yes, because I'm such a filthy whore. Yes, okay. So let's look up your homework tonight. All right. So tonight's homework is about a lesson on how men should always take out their frustration on women. So mommy needs to be constantly punished by her son whenever he feels upset, frustrated, or stressed. If the son believes that mommy didn't cook dinner well enough or didn't clean his room good enough, mommy should be punished. And it is always the son's decision on what that is. Oh, wow. Wow, what a great idea. I would love to serve you, son, in such a way, because I know school can get kind of stressful. And you just want to come home and be able to relax and take out your frustration. So you are going to use mommy as your stress relief. However you feel. Now listen, son. You're going to have to take charge on that, okay? You can literally do whatever you want with mommy. If you want to punch me in the face, you're going to do it. If you want to tie me in my bedroom or put me in the dog cage and close it and lock it, that's what you'll do. And because that's what mommy deserves, you know what's best because you're a man, son. And this really really pushes me to be the best mommy whore for you because it allows me to be afraid to make mistakes around you. You're probably going to notice that your dinners are going to taste better. You're going to get spoiled rotten just so I make sure you don't punish me. It's important. I want to be scared of you, okay? I want to be afraid of your punishments, and I am. I know your little temper can get quite aggressive. So you take this on seriously, and you punish me however you fucking want, okay, son? Because I need to be put in my place by a man, and you're my number one man, okay? What a great lesson today. Okay, I'm going to cook you dinner. I'm going to cook you the best dinner in the world. And you're going to sit there and jerk off to porn, okay, my little porn addict? My sexy little man. Oh, sweetie, I love that you wanted me to wear this collar and leash, and that's all I'm wearing today because, you know, it reminds me who's in charge, and it puts a little fear in me because I don't want you to yank on my leash, you know, and choke me. So what an amazing idea, son. You are the best. Okay, homework time. Let's see what your school wants us to learn here at home. I'm so excited. Okay, now, of course, you grope your mommy. Grope my plump mommy flesh. Okay, tonight's homework. Okay, so no longer should boys wake up by an alarm clock or by their mother's voice. Mothers should always use her mouth as an alarm clock to wake her son up. And it's important that boys empty their seed into their mother's mouth first thing in the morning, and that is their mother's breakfast. Oh, you have the best school. You really do. What a great idea. So mommy is going to start waking you up every morning with my mouth around your cock, okay? And you're going to wake up, and the first thing that me and you are going to spend our day doing is pleasing your masculine, manly 12-year-old cock. And you're going to feed mommy her breakfast. And I'm usually very hungry in the morning, so I'm going to be so starved for your cum. I can't wait. Oh, and I love this for you, baby. You get to wake up and just unleash into mommy's mouth. I love it. And remember, don't ever forget, you punish mommy. If I am not sucking your cock correctly, you punish me and put me in my place, okay? I want to learn how to best suck your cock and wake you up in the morning, okay? And feel free to. I mean, I insist that you give me degrading names while I'm doing it because in the moment, I am servicing you. Mommy's mouth is a cum vessel, okay? I am just a cum collector of filthy cock-sucking mommy, and you remind me of that, okay? All right, so we'll start that first thing in the morning. I promise I'm not going to disappoint you because I don't want to be punished by my boy. My boy up. Let me just make sure, son. I want to make sure I'm being the best cock-sucking whore for you. Is mommy's mouth tight and wet enough for you, huh? Thank you, son. I just want to be the best cocksucker for my son. I love this 12-year-old cock. It's so perfect and so big. Will you please just hold on to mommy's head and just skull fuck me like the dumb whore I am? And you just use mommy's fucking skull. I'm your cum dump, mommy. Look at all that spit, baby. You like that, don't you? Please give me your cum, son. Please give me that first taste of your cum. Just fuck my skull like a fucking masturbation toy. I'm your mommy toy. I'm your mommy fuck meat. Give it to me, son. Oh my god, you've waken up something inside of me, then. Thank you so much for your cum. This is such a great way to start my day, worshiping my son's cock. Here, let me clean you up. I'll get my nasty spit off of you. Of course, I'll come closer. Do you need something else, son? You want me to suck out my tongue? Thank you for slapping my stupid fucking face, son. I'm your filthy whore, aren't I? Thank you for abusing me. Of course you can get in the shower. You want me to crawl out of your room? Yes, son. Can mommy masturbate? I'm so turned on. No. Okay, son. I'll just be so fucking horny all day. I'm just a filthy fucking cocksucker. Thank you for letting me wake you up with my mouth. Yes, enjoy mommy crawling on the ground for you. Hello, my king. I'm gonna crawl over to you. Listen, my 12-year-old little king, you know, waking you up with my mouth has just, it's changed me, son. It's changed me. I'm just like your submissive slut mommy, and I just want to spend my days degrading myself, being your toy, being your servant, because that is my place, because I love you so much, son. Are you okay with that? Yes. Oh, thank you so much. I'm so fucking horny for being your mommy fucking toy. Yes. Let's do your homework, okay? Yes. Here it is. Okay. I gotta get it together. Just seeing you for the first time today, I'm just overcome with horniness, son. That's why I asked you if I could masturbate earlier, because, oh my gosh. Anyways, let's get to your homework. Okay. All right. So today's homework assignment is healthy boys breed pussy as much as possible. I agree. And so it is a mother's job to offer her pussy anytime her son wants to come inside it, and she should insist that her son fill her with his sperm. I love your school. I cannot believe these lessons are so spot on. I mean, I couldn't agree more. Now that mommy is like full on in this submissive slut mommy role, I totally understand my purpose. My purpose is to serve my son, is to be completely submissive to you, cleaning, cooking for you, offering my body for you to grope, offering myself for you to abuse verbally and physically, offering my mouth to you to wake you up. And my mouth is yours any time you want, son. Son, I would be honored for you to use my mouth any time of day. I am a better mommy with your 12-year-old cock in my mouth. And oh my God, for your cock to be inside my pussy, I'm even more honored. Yeah, and you never, ever have to worry about wearing protection. No. Because like your homework assignment says, healthy boys breed pussy, and mommy's still got a fertile pussy. I do, and I'm not on birth control. So I want you to take me right here in the kitchen, son, right here on this fucking table. Yeah, let me lay down on this table. Yes, you see that fucking cunt right there? Yeah, you don't have to ever worry about pleasing it. No, it is not for pleasure. It is for your pleasure. It's for you to fuck and to put cum inside and to try and breed your slut mommy. So make me better, son. Make me better by sticking that gorgeous fucking 12-year-old dick inside your mother. And you're going to give it to me hard. You're going to punish mommy's cunt. Yes, you're going to punish mommy's cunt. Yes, I pushed you out of that cunt, son. And it's now time for you to fucking dominate it. Dominate it with your dick. Yes. Yes. Yes, you give it to mommy and you give it to me hard. Don't be gentle with me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh my God. Yes, you stuff mommy's pussy. You stuff it hard. Yes, you fuck mommy like I'm a fucking whore. Yes. Oh. Yeah. You see mommy's sloppy fucking fun bags bouncing from being fucked. Yes, mommy's such a silly fucking fuck puppet, aren't I? These big fat titties bouncing all over the place. Yes. Oh my God. You like mommy's wet pussy? Yeah. It's all wet for you. Yes. Being submissive to you has made me so fucking wet, son. Has made me so wet for you. Wet for breeding. Because mommy's nothing but a little breeding factory. A breeding fucking whore. Oh my God, I want to be bred by my son. I want your sperm pushed all the way in the back. Push all the way in, son. Push all the way in as far as you can go. You feel that? Yeah, you feel mommy's cervix? Yeah, that's where that sperm is going to go, right against that cervix. Yeah, now you punch it with your dickhead. Punch it with that cockhead. Yes, you punch that fucking cervix. Oh my God. Yeah. Mommy looks like such a fucking silly whore, don't I? Yeah, I'm your silly whore. I'm your fuck fucking cum dump. I'm your filthy fucking mommy slut. Just desperate for your cum. I'm nothing without you, son. I'm nothing. You make me better. You give me purpose. You give me a reason to wake up in the morning. It's all you, son. It's all you. Oh, my God. Yes. You're gonna come inside of mommy? You're gonna make mommy pregnant? You're gonna breed your mommy's pussy? Yes, you give me that cum. Give it to me. I'm a filthy fucking breeding whore. You slut mommy. And please give me your cum. Please give me your cum. Please give me your cum. Yes. Remember, right against mommy's cervix, right against there. Yeah, you breed mommy's pussy. Breed it. Breed it fucking hard. Mommy's sloppy fucking cunt. Yeah. Yes. Turn me into your breeding slut whore, mommy. Yes. I feel it. I feel that young virile sperm swimming in there. Oh my God, yes. Yes. Push it deeper. Yeah. Oh my God. Keep it in there. Keep it in there. Oh, I love you so much, son. I love you so much, and I love being your submissive slut, mommy. I hope you made mommy pregnant. I would love for my son to make me pregnant, because you're a fucking man, you know that? Oh, you're all fucking man, and I'm so lucky. I'm so lucky to be fucked by you. Unless, maybe you do this whenever you want. You can do it as rough as you want. I want you to fuck me like you're raping me. Yeah, you want to rape mommy, don't you? You bend me over, lay me down, make me ride that gorgeous 12-year-old dick. Whatever you want, baby. Now, mommy's going to stay right here on the kitchen table for a minute and make sure that young sperm is swimming where it needs to be. And you just watch porn, okay? Because it's important that that gorgeous cock of yours, that kitty cock that I love so much, is taken care of and has lots of endurance. I love you so much, son.